Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks, and some very special guests. I will say that I was at my house watching the Red Sox win the World Series when up on my Facebook feed appeared the terrible story that the great Mexican restaurant on Route 9 in Hadley, Mi Tierra, was burned to the ground. After that, the level of community response that I saw for not just Mi Tierra, but the other restaurants and businesses that were in that little plaza was super encouraging, just showing me again what a great community we live in. But like a phoenix from the flame, Mi Tierra, Mexican Foods, rides again. And joining me are father and son, Jorge Sosa and Ernesto Ayala from Mi Tierra, not only back in business, but continuing to source local food for that Mexican restaurant. Jorge, as the dad, tell me a little bit about what it was like to have to go through that, and then what it was like when the community sort of rallied around you.
This might be probably the most beautiful experience I have. You know, I gotta say this because, you know, even it was a disaster, but, you know, the support of the community, that was amazing. You know, it was a great experience. You know, I think we are so blessed to live in this community. You know, I don't think that might happen anywhere else but here, you know. Thanks to all the supporters, you know, we are here back in business, you know.
Back on Route 9 in Hadley.
And with a tortilla business that's, like, so unique.
Tell me about the tortilla business.
Well, the tortilla business is, we have a kind of work with local farmers around the area. Mm-hmm. And we grow our own local corn, organic and non-organic. It's a beautiful process because it's really simple. But at the same time, we don't use preservatives, additives. We're gluten-free, GMO-free, which gives it a nice touch to tortillas. We grow our corn. You know, it gets picked. We bring it out to Springfield, cook the corn, wash the corn, and we make tortillas not only for a restaurant, but for a lot of businesses around the community.
So you can get the tortillas at the restaurant itself, but you could also go to the store and buy the tortillas and make some stuff at home?
Yes, we have Cheerios, multiple stores. River Valley Market, Cooper's, State Street, Whole Foods Market, and also at farmers markets. You can get it. But Jorge, can you talk to us a little bit about what's so important about tortillas in the diet from where you came from, Mexico, and why for Mexican food this is so essential? Yeah.
Back in my hometown, you know, we have tortillas for everything. You know, that's the basic for every Mexican kitchen. When I came to the United States, you know.
And when was that?
22 years ago. So it was kind of difficult, you know, just having, you know, these tortillas made out of maseca with a bunch of preservatives, you know. Now, you know, I can say very proud that, you know, our tortillas doesn't have any preservatives or softeners or anything else. You know, you open a bag, it's going to smell as corn, you know. You know, I have a conversation with a friend that, you know, she was trying to tell me, you know, your tortillas are not any good. I have a better tortillas. I could live in outside of the refrigerator for 6 months and nothing happened to them, you know. I still cook them and they're still soft. Your tortillas, they only last a week and you have to put them in the refrigerator. I try to explain her, listen, I don't put any preservative or softener or anything else. You have to use them quickly and put in the refrigerator or freeze them.
Jorge Sosa and his son Ernesto Ayala, part of the family that run Mi Tierra, risen from the ashes and back in business bigger than ever on Route 9 in Hadley, making their own tortillas. Obviously, Mi Tierra has the best Mexican food around.
Oh, yeah.
But there's a lot of great Mexican restaurants. Which is your favorite? Not really a fair question, but I just am very interested to know.
Well, honestly, years ago, I used to go a lot to La Veracruzana.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons came to my mind to open Mi Tierra. You know, I want to do things a little bit different. You know, something that I like, you know, and I really, but yeah, that was in that day, you know, I think I used to eat La Veracruzana like every single day, you know,
because I've been there. Ernesto, is it hard working with your whole family at Mi Tierra?
No, it's not hard. I mean, I kind of like it. Our form of family time is working.
Yeah.
You know, I just like being with them as much as I can. And then a day we're all helping each other just to become better people and try to bring something good to the community. So it's not hard. I mean, you obviously can't call out sick, but but I get to see my sisters every day, mom and dad every day. You know, and at the end of the day, that's what matters to me, just be with my family as close as I can and spend as much time as I can, even if it means we have to work for it.
What's your favorite thing on Mi Tierra's menu, Ernesto?
My favorite thing? You can't go wrong with fish tacos, man.
Yeah. What about you, Jorge?
As I say, you know, the enchiladas de mole.
Okay. And what did you bring here for Monty to taste?
Some of the delicious tamales, you know, made out of organic corn.
Looking good.
It's wrapped in corn. This is corn husk. I just eat the husk too, right?
Don't eat the husk.
You got to teach these people everything.
I know. I'm just kidding there. It's a good package, though. Yeah. And you can recycle it. See? Yeah.
Biodegradable package.
Compost it. Delicious. I love Mexican food. I love Mi Tierra. I love the fact that you know, the community did rally around when the fire took you guys down, and that they're up back doing better than ever and working with all these local farmers to make corn tortillas that we can get non-GMO, grown locally at the restaurant, and go to the stores and Cereos and Cooper's and State Street and all that, and take them home with us as well. Ernesto Ayala and Jorge Sosa from Mi Tierra, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.